Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 19th of November 2025. Asia-Pac stocks traded choppy and cautious, with sentiment subdued ahead of the FOMC minutes and Nvidia earnings. Risk appetite remained fragile amid geopolitical headlines and central bank anticipation. The Trump administration has been secretly working with Russia on a new plan to end the war in Ukraine, according to Axios. Elsewhere, Politico reported that US officials are close to unveiling a major peace deal. The White House confirmed that President Trump will speak at the U.S.-Saudi Investment Forum on Wednesday, while Treasury Secretary Bessent said the next Fed chair could be announced before Christmas. U.S. equity futures are rising ahead of Nvidia's results, whilst the dollar is strengthening modestly into the FOMC minutes. Dollar-yen climbed above 156 after Japan's Finance Minister Katayama said there were no specific FX discussions with BOJ Governor Ueda. Bonds initially firmed, but later softer as sentiment improved, while gilts briefly rose on CPI before coming under pressure. On trade, Washington confirmed that the US and Saudi Arabia will deepen engagement, with Riyadh set to buy 300 American tanks and sign new AI and nuclear cooperation agreements. The Dutch government suspended its intervention at Nexperia as goodwill towards China, saying it remains positive on chip supply talks. Moving over to equities, Asia-Pac, trade was cautious. The ASX 200 steadied on gold miner strength, the Nikkei was volatile amid rising Japanese debt yields, and the Kospi fell sharply on tech weakness. Hang Seng and Shanghai Comp opened firmer before giving up gains. Japan confirmed no FX discussion at the BOJ government meeting, while China criticised Japan's PM over Taiwan comments. European equities are mixed, stabilising after recent losses but trading cautiously before the FOMC minutes and Nvidia's report. Sectors are split, with media and energy leading gains, while utilities and banks lagged. Nvidia's results are seen as a key sentiment driver, with analysts expecting 1.24 EPS and $54.4 billion in revenue. In FX, the dollar index holds firm within a narrow range, while G10 currencies were flat to lower, led by weakness in the Antipodeans. The euro is near 115.70, and the pound eased after CPI data showed modest cooling. The Kiwi and Aussie were at the bottom of the G10 pile, while the PBOC set the yuan midpoint at 708.72. In fixed income, gilt initially rose after CPI but fell back on supply and firmer risk tone. Bunds are slightly negative after early gains, and treasuries remain contained ahead of the FOMC minutes and Nvidia results, with markets pricing a 40% chance of a December Fed cut. In commodities, crude benchmarks are slipping after Tuesday's gains as reports emerged of US-Russia peace discussions. Brent is trading near $64.15 per barrel, while gold extends higher above $4,100 per ounce. Base metals are muted, awaiting US catalysts. Geopolitically, Axios reported that Trump's 28-point Ukraine peace plan covers peace terms, security guarantees, and renewed US-Russia ties. Politico said a deal could be agreed by end November. Russia claimed to have shot down Ukrainian ATACMS missiles aimed at Voronezh, and explosions were reported in Lviv. Overall, markets remain guarded ahead of key US data, Fed commentary, and Nvidia's results, with geopolitics and inflation trends keeping sentiment restrained. Looking ahead is data for the US international trade in August and supply from the US, FOMC Minutes and Fed Williams, Logan, Barkin, Moran and BOE's Dingra. Lastly, all eyes will be on earnings from Nvidia. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.